pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by Champs. Run your own March Madness pool and enter Champs' free bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs to enter today. And finally, we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. You are listening to the EPL show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. And also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, also be sure to follow me on my other X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. There are three reasons to follow that account. The first one is that's where I post my sports betting and gambling opinions. Second of all, that is where I post free plays. Just yesterday, we posted a one-unit winner from the Europa League that actually cashed in the first half as Marseille and Villarreal went over 2.5 goals, with Marseille scoring all three of those goals to cash that selection. And most significantly, that is where I post my profit and loss spreadsheet, my P&L spreadsheet. The pin tweet on that X account is always the P&L from the previous month. So the latest month is always pinned. And if you scroll down the account, you can find all the other spreadsheets, or you can simply go to a more convenient location, which is my website, lockbetting.com, where you can also sign up for the service. My spreadsheets accumulate to 129 months in a row of transparent and track profit. What that means is if I win for three more months in a row, I've gone 132 consecutive months without a losing month, and 132 months is 11 years. 11 years without a single losing month in sports betting. Now, I haven't discovered some sort of magic formula. I don't have the Gray's Sports Almanac for the current times. All I do is seem to win on a monthly basis. I've had losing days. I've had losing weeks as well, but I never lose over the course of a month. At least I haven't done for 129 29 months in a row. And I do this with sensible bankroll management as well. So there is no doubling my stake if we lose a play. We won't chase money. We won't even put 3-unit or 5-unit or 10-unit or 20 plays at 20-unit plays out there. We won't disguise them as 5-star plays, 10-star plays or 20-unit plays. There'll be no max plays. There'll be no whale plays. There'll be no play of the week, play of the month, play of the year, play of the century. None of that nonsense. That's all for X Cappers on X Gambling, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. They're all playing with Monopoly money. They're not tracked, they're not transparent, and they don't care if you win or lose. We have won every single month. It is verified by the members who comment underneath every single spreadsheet on a monthly basis. If you want to do your research, all the spreadsheets are there, and I encourage due diligence. And if you have any questions, my DMs are open at LockBangX. That's at LockBangX. Moving on with this edition of the EPL show. The action tomorrow in the EPL begins at 12:30, but that game features Man United, and Man United games are covered exclusively over at BetMUFC. So Manchester United versus Everton is previewed exclusively over there, and there is a lock on that show. So this is one of the weeks where you're getting a lock over on BetMUFC. The lock record on BetMUFC this season is 10-2-1. And in fact, since Eric Ten Hag took over as the Man United manager under Ten Hag, the lock record is 22-1 because we went 10-0 last season and are 10-2-1 this season. As per usual, this show will close out of a lock as well. And the EPL show, or at least the Premier League portion of the EPL show, the EPL picks, have delivered the strongest lock record that I have of any show, with it delivering a 23-6-4 lock record for the 23-24 season. And we look to continue that at the end of this show. But let's begin breaking down the games. We start with a 3 o'clock kickoff, which will see Bournemouth at home to Sheffield United, where Bournemouth are the 2-5 favourites to win this game. This was 1-3, and it is moving towards us getting a better price from Bournemouth, which I don't understand, because if anybody saw Sheffield United play on Monday, you'd be heavily back in Bournemouth here at any price better than -300. But we are getting better at the moment. It's 9-2 on the draw, and it's 7-1 here on Sheffield United. So as I said, not only am I confident here about Bournemouth, I'm confident that they will win this game convincingly. I'm happy to take Bournemouth to cover a -1.5 Asian handicap line, and I also like Bournemouth to win this with a clean sheet. So you can also take Bournemouth to nil as well. So two selections, but we're going to take one, and I'm going to lean Bournemouth to win by more than one goal. So we're going to take Bournemouth -1.5 on the Asian handicap line. And this is a selection that's available at even money +100. Sheffield United are one of the worst, if not the worst, team to ever play in the Premier League. They are floundering at both ends of the pitch, and it's difficult to see anything but an easy Bournemouth victory tomorrow. Bournemouth ran out easy 3-1 winners in the reverse fixture, and that scoreline probably flattered the Blades, who are actually worse now than they've ever been coming into this game. Areola's men should be confident that they can register back-to-back victories for the first time against December, playing against this absolutely woeful Sheffield United team, who have conceded 12 goals across their last three games. Bournemouth are yet to win a home game in the league in 2024, and this is absolutely the spot to take them to do it. I'm going to take Bournemouth to cover the -1.5 Asian handicap line against the worst team in the Premier League at the price of even money +100. Up next, we move on to the game between Crystal Palace and Luton Town, where Palace are the 4-5 favourites. It's 14-5 on the draw, and it's 18-5 here on Luton. I think this is a good spot here to take Crystal Palace. Luton are definitely moving in the wrong direction. Reality seems to have set in, and they are in danger of being too entertaining for their own good as they head to Croydon on Saturday to play Crystal Palace, desperate to get something after a poor run of results. I see nothing changing here. I believe Crystal Palace will pick up the win, which will be their second win from three games under new manager Glasner. He should have probably picked up something last weekend against Tottenham. They were unlucky to get nothing from that game because they led 1-0 going into the final quarter of that game and just absolutely ended up collapsing, as teams have tended to do at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium this season, as we are getting a huge bounce from Tottenham now being managed by Ange Postecoglou. But the week prior to that, they did get that new manager bounce, beating newly promoted Burnley. And I do believe they'll be able to beat newly promoted opposition here once again in Luton Town, who have managed to concede 2.44 goals per game since Christmas. And they should be opened up by a Crystal Palace team who, under Glasner, did produce their best attacking numbers of the season when beating Burnley 3-0 in their last home game. So I like a Crystal Palace team who started life under Glasner with a win against Burnley and who pushed at Tottenham last weekend. And while the Hatters are capable of scoring, I do not believe they will be able to come away with anything here against Crystal Palace, as Crystal Palace will move closer towards safety by picking up a victory against another newly promoted side and another team in and around the bottom. I'm simply going to take Crystal Palace on the money line here to extend their solid start under Oliver Glasner. They have a new enthusiasm for the ideas that he brings to the table. It's made them more compelling to watch in the last couple of games, and I think 6 points out of nine will be a solid return for them. And I think the price is solid as well here on Crystal Palace at 4-5 -125 on the money line here for this one. The final 3 o'clock kick-up sees Wolves at home to Fulham, where Wolves are the 6-4 favourites. It's 12-5 on the draw, and Fulham are a 7-4 underdog. Difficult game to call, as the odds suggest. Fulham have been very good recently. Wolves have been good this season, and they've been particularly good at home. Molineux is not a happy hunting ground for Fulham, who have lost three and drawn one of the last four visits and have failed to score each time, whilst Wolves, they have won five of the last eight home games and have only lost once during that span. So I would rather be on Wolves than Fulham, but I don't want to be on the money line. I'll be on them in the draw no bet market. Wolves are the narrow favourites to win the game, so they're the narrow favourites also in the draw no bet market. It's 4-5 -125 on Wolves as a pick. This wins if Wolves wins. You have draw protection, you get your money back if it's a draw, and you only lose if Fulham pick up another strong away result. But Fulham haven't been good away from home this season. They've been good recently, and they did pick up that win away to Man United. But I do believe that Wolves, given their strong home form and given Fulham's poor record at Molineux, Wolves are the selection here and will take them in the draw no bet market. Wolves as a pick at 4-5 -125. Before we move on to the late game on Saturday, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Cut. For those of you that don't know, Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Download Cut today in the App Store over at cut.com. That's Cut with a K, K-U-T-T, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also take this pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy, where you can sign up today with the promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store, and don't forget to register with my promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. You must be 18 or over and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org. Moving on to the late game on Saturday, it sees the runaway train Arsenal taking on Brentford at home, where the Gunners are the 1-4 -400 favourites to keep their winning run going. It's 6-1 on the draw, and it's 12-1 here on Brentford. This could be seen as somewhat of a look-ahead spot for Arsenal, because they do need to overturn a one-goal deficit in the Champions League against Porto. However, that would only be the case if the Premier League wasn't their absolute priority, and I believe that it is. A Champions League run is important, and whatever happens here, I do believe that Arsenal will go all out and they will turn that game around against Porto anyway with the Emirates crowd behind them. But I also believe they will pick up 2 home wins this week and they will get this win against Brentford. And I also believe it will be another relatively convincing win. The Gunners have won each of their 7 league games since 2024, and they are 2 points away from top spot, which they will get by winning this game. Even if it's only for 24 hours, they will go top as Liverpool and Man City play in the game of the week on Sunday. Arsenal have been an absolute machine, whilst Brentford, by contrast, are being dragged closer to a relegation battle and have picked up just 1 victory across their last 7 league fixtures, losing 5 of those games. Arsenal, they have scored 31 goals across their last 7 league games, whilst Brentford have lost 7 of their last 8 league away games. So I can see nothing but an Arsenal win here. I think Arsenal will win and win convincingly as they have scored so many goals. I don't believe Brentford will be able to keep up, even if Brentford can contribute towards the scoring. I think Arsenal may be able to score 3 or 4. I like Arsenal to cover a -1.5 Asian handicap here as I cannot see Brentford staying within a goal. And that selection is available here at the price of 7-10. As the Arsenal steam train continues to steamroll through Premier League opposition en route to finishing Saturday night top of the Premier League table. Up next, we jump across to Sunday, where we begin with a 1 o'clock kickoff as 4th and 5th take on each other. Aston Villa are the hosts against Tottenham, and they are the 6-4 favourites to win the game. It's 21-10 on the draw, and Tottenham are the narrow 13-8 underdogs. Villa Park has obviously been somewhat of a fortress for Aston Villa if you look at the back end of last season and the start of this season as well. However, they have slipped up there lately, and this does give Tottenham the opportunity to come to Villa Park and pick up a positive result. Villa have won 11 of the last 15 home matches, but have lost 3 of the last 4 at Villa Park. Tottenham, meanwhile, they have drawn 3 of their last 5 away games, and both of these sides have won 3, drawn 1, and lost 1 of their last 5 fixtures. So coming to this one in solid form, it's very, very difficult to pick a winner, and I can see these two cancelling each other out en route to a score draw. The draw does offer up some value with both teams having an identical record over the last 5 games, and it would not be a surprise to see them sharing the points here at Villa Park. The hosts just recently drew to Ajax in midweek, whilst Tottenham, as I mentioned, have seen themselves draw 3 of the last 5 away games. So I think there is some strong value here at 3-1 for the draw. But as I also think that there will be goals in this game and more than 2, so that sort of rules out the 1-1 draw for me, a 2-2 draw at 14-1 really appeals, with a little sprinkle even on a 3-3 draw worth considering. And that one is available, obviously, at a much bigger price of 33-1. So I think we see goals, I think we see both teams scoring, and I think we may even see a draw with the draw available here at 3-1. I'm going to make that my main selection here for this one, with a sprinkle on the Desmond, a 2-2 here at 14-1. Up next, we move on to the game here between Brighton and Nottingham Forest, where Brighton are the 4-5 favourites looking to bounce back from a humiliating defeat on Thursday away to Roma, which has probably seen the end of their European campaign for this season. It's 3-1 on the draw, and it's 16-5 here on Nottingham Forest. Brighton looking for a big bounce back, but I believe this is a very different Brighton team to what we saw coming into the season. They are plagued with injuries, And I genuinely believe Forest could come here and get something. I believe this value once again on the draw. We took it in the last game. We don't often take draws, but I think if you back both, if you back a draw in the Villa-Tottenham game and you back a draw in the Brighton-Nottingham Forest game, I do believe that you are going to hit one of them, both available at the price of 3-1 at plus 300. You've got two teams here who are looking to end three-match losing runs, and it would not be a surprise to see this finishing a draw as both teams are lacking confidence. The desperation to get 3 points could see them cancel each other out. Six of Brighton's last nine home league games have actually been draws, but I don't think it will be a nil-nil draw by any means, as BTTS has cashed in 15 of Brighton's last 16 league games at the Amex. Whilst Nottingham Forest, they come into this one having won just one of their last 10 away league outings. So I don't think they're going to come here and produce an upset victory either. So everything here tells me that there is some value on the draw. If you're looking for a safer play, both teams to score could be a way to go. As I said, I don't think it'll be a nil-nil draw, but that selection is too juice for me, really, at the price of 8 to 13. So for the second game in a row, I am going to opt for the draw. And for the second game in a row, we take that at a price of 3-1 plus 300. Up next, we move on to the game between West Ham and Burnley, where the draw is 3-1 again. But I'm not going to be going for the draw here in this one. West Ham are the 4-6 favourites on the money line, and it's 4-1 here on Burnley. I fancy West Ham to win this game. They were beaten away to Freiburg in Europe on Thursday. They'll be looking for a bounce back here, and they can definitely bounce back here against Burnley, who are absolutely woeful. They're going down. They're a side who have taken just 2 points from the last 27 available. They've also failed to score in each of the last three games, losing all of those, and they could even lose this game without scoring. West Ham to win to nil is actually available at 5-2 plus 250, and I think that provides some strong value. West Ham looked like they turned a corner before that defeat against Freiburg, as they had won their last two Premier League games, and they're coming up here against an opponent who have lost four matches in a row, and as I mentioned, they failed to score in three of those. I like West Ham to win to nil. It's worth sprinkling on that at the price of 5-2 plus 250, but my main selection is simply going to be to take West Ham on the money line here to pick up the win and bounce back from that defeat against Freiburg at the price of 4-6 minus 150 here for this one. The final game we need to cover is the game of the weekend, as Liverpool are hosting Manchester City. This is first versus second in the Premier League, but by the time they play, it will probably be a game between second and third, with the winner getting top spot. And if the game is a draw, it'll be Arsenal who finish the weekend top of the Premier League because they have a superior goal difference, as they have been absolutely tonking teams since the turn of the year. Liverpool are the 2-1 home underdogs here at Anfield, one of the biggest fortresses in all of Europe. So it's 2-1 on Liverpool. It's 11-4 on the draw. And Manchester City travel to Liverpool here as the 11-10 favourites. I don't really agree with these odds, although I do believe that Manchester City will be massively motivated to win this game, not only because they want to win the Premier League, not only because they want to win the fourth Premier League in a row and be the first team to do so, but because Liverpool's Trent Alexander-Arnold has massively motivated this team by saying that all trophies Liverpool win mean more than trophies won by Man City, which is insinuating that City buy trophies and that's why they mean less. And Erling Haaland responded saying that it felt nice to win the treble, something that Trent has never done. And Pep Guardiola simply wished Trent Alexander-Arnold well in his recovery and hopes he plays again, whilst looking furious while answering the question. So I don't think it was a good idea to motivate the best team in Europe to come to your ground and have even more determination to beat you. But one of the things about this rivalry, and the thing I don't like about it, is that it's been very nicey-nice. The managers are nice to each other. The games don't really seem to be too heated. If you look back at old Man United rivalries against Newcastle and especially against Arsenal, they were heated rivalries. Even Fergie and Mourinho, when Man United and Chelsea were going to head-to-head, they were heated rivalries as well. And that's something that's been missing in the Premier League. So if this does have a little bit of needle, if this does have a little bit of intensity and some bookings and maybe even a red card and these two teams kicking the shit out of each other, that would probably add to what we see on Sunday, other than just a good game of football between two technically incredible teams, and both of them would be worthy winners of the Premier League. But even though Man City will have that extra motivation, I do believe that this is a little bit of a ridiculous price on Liverpool, given that this game has been dominated by the home team when you look at the recent history. I do believe that Liverpool will be capable of at least getting a draw here. This is a team who have been scraping out victories as of late, but have been doing it with a heavily rotated team. They've been bringing in kids, they've been bringing in squad players, and now they almost have a full allotment to choose from. And we saw some of that team take to the pitch and destroy Sparta Prague in midweek in the Europa League, where Darwin Nunez was on the score sheet twice. And Liverpool looked to be firing again coming into this game against Manchester City. They got some minutes in the legs of players who were seemingly injured, with the likes of Mo Salah even taking to the pitch to get a few minutes in his leg, and I'm sure he'll be ready to start this game. I do believe that Liverpool will be able to get something from it. As I said, if I was to pick what the actual outcome would be, I do think that this game may end up being another score draw. These clubs have actually drawn 11 games between them in the Premier League this season. Both teams have scored in 9 of the last 10 meetings between the sides, so we're probably guaranteed goals. And both of these clubs have seen an average of 3.3 goals per game in the league this season. Erling Haaland, who spoke out against, he didn't speak out, responded to Trent Alexander-Arnold. He comes into this one having bagged 18 goals in the Premier League already this season. He is the top scorer, despite the fact he was injured for a number of games over the Christmas period. So with all of the starters seemingly back, and with all of the starters seemingly back for the rest of the run-in, I think nothing will ultimately be decided here in this game. If Man City win, Liverpool aren't out of the title race. If Liverpool win, I still don't believe Man City are out of the title race. Both of these teams have too many quality players, and both of these teams are capable of going on a run as well. I think there's a good chance this one ends up being a draw, a score draw, and Arsenal will finish the weekend top of the table, which will make the final weeks of the season even more interesting. But my selection here for this game is to take Liverpool in the double chance market. Liverpool to avoid a defeat here. That gives me a draw, and that also gives me a Liverpool win. And that gives me the price of 3-4 here on that selection. I don't understand why we're getting that, but we're getting that because Liverpool are a 2-1 home underdog here, and City are being offered up at 11-10. So that means we can get the draw or Liverpool. Liverpool on the double chance market at 3-4. And that's too big for me to pass up. And that's going to be my selection here for this one. The game of the week at Anfield on Sunday between Liverpool and Man City. Before we close out with the lock on the show, let me take this quick pause here to tell you guys about Champs. Champs is hosting a free March Madness bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. Plus, if you host your own March Madness pool on Champs, you'll get an extra free entry into the bracket contest. Tiebreakers are determined by those who enter first, so make sure you get yourself entered as soon as possible so you don't miss out. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. Let me also utilize this pause to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can start betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hfbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Closing out with your lock on the show. The lock was actually going to be Liverpool on the double chance market because of the price, but I'm just a little bit worried about those comments and how much that's going to motivate Man City. And given that we have a far easier lock that we can take, and it seems like it's the very definition of a lock, we're going to swerve away from Liverpool and we are going to take a two-team parlay. We are going to take Bournemouth at the rather generous price of 2-5 if you watch Sheffield United play on Monday. And we are going to take the team who absolutely battered Sheffield United on Monday. That's Arsenal. And we're simply going to take them on the money line at 1-4 minus 400. Now, I can throw out all of the data that I want here. I can throw out data that goes against Sheffield United, or I could throw out data that goes for Arsenal, especially their form since the start of 2024. But all you need to do is pop onto YouTube and have a little watch of Monday's game. Arsenal are an absolute monster who are scoring goals for fun at the moment. There's absolutely no way, in my opinion, that Brentford can stop them. This is a team who themselves are trying to avoid being sucked into the relegation race, while they come up against an Arsenal team who have scored 31 goals across their last 7 games. As for Bournemouth, well, this isn't a play on Bournemouth. This is against Sheffield United, one of the worst teams to ever play in the Premier League. They are going down, and they are going down with a record number of goals scored against them. Bournemouth haven't got a home win in 2024, but they have a chance to put that right against an opponent who have conceded 12 goals across their last 3 games. So, as I said, watch Monday's game. This is a play on Arsenal, and the second part of the parlay is a massive play against Sheffield United. So your lock on this show is a two-team parlay. Arsenal at 1-4 minus 400, Bournemouth at the price of 2-5. And collectively, this parlay pays out at 3-4, giving you a £175 return from a £100 stake. That's it for me. Good luck with all of your bets as always. And thanks for listening.